If you're still using one of those free period tracking apps, it's time to level up. Natural Cycles is the only birth control and fertility app that's FDA cleared. It doesn't just guess based on your last period. It uses your actual body temperature to figure out your fertile days so you can prevent or plan for pregnancy naturally. Plus, it's designed to keep your data secure. Join the millions who've made the switch. Save 15% with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
A new year is a clean slate, and this year, learning a language is the resolution that actually sticks. With Rosetta Stone, it's never been easier to start fresh. Whether you're leveling up your career or prepping for a 2026 trip, our bite-sized lessons fit perfectly into your busy day. Learn while you grab coffee or during your lunch break. It's that simple. You'll see progress fast, helping you feel more confident and connected. And because Rosetta Stone uses an immersive, intuitive method, you'll learn naturally, without memorizing boring word lists. For over 30 years, we've been the trusted leader in language learning with 25 languages to choose from, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. Rosetta Stone is the go-to tool for real language growth. Don't wait. Unlock your language learning potential now. Listeners can grab Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. That's unlimited access to 25 language courses for life. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10 to get started and claim your 50% off today. Go to rosettastone.com/rs10 and start learning today.
Drake, as I know you are a Future fan, but please answer this question truthfully. Is the music gone for Future?
No. No.
No, 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 no. Future still out here.
He ain't had no hit.
He's still out here.
He ain't had no hit. But, he ain't.
No, 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 no. But his fans.
In
been,
a while.
Been, his fans.
In
been,
a long while.
You got to be a fan. You listen, you up on Future stuff. You a fan. You a fan.
Wow. I don't think you were honest just then.
What you mean?
And the look on your face tells me you don't even believe what you're saying.
I do. I do believe what I'm saying. I got his last Joni dropped on Apple Music in my lap.
Good morning. 102 Jams at 6:25, 25 minutes after 6 o'clock. And yes, you are rocking with 3 Live Crew. And Lifetime has really peed me off.
I thought you were about to say fell off. We ain't said nothing about Lifetime in a while.
We ain't said nothing about Lifetime since the last, since the first R. Kelly documentary. That docuseries they did, Surviving R. Kelly. And we was on that docuseries. Everybody watched it.
Yeah,
it got nominated for an Emmy and everything. And Lifetime said, you know what? We got to do it again.
What they doing?
Yesterday, they announced part two of Surviving R. Kelly, The Reckoning. And it is going to debut on Lifetime on January 2nd over 3 nights. And I'm just not here for it.
I got a question. The first docuseries, that wasn't... Oh, that was the live interview when he was like, you're killing me, man.
No, the docuseries, Surviving R. Kelly.
Okay.
They had his brother
on
there.
Okay, that was his manager.
And all the ladies talking about R. Kelly and their experiences with them. And now they say, you know what? That's not enough. We didn't give you all we had in that first one. We got more for you. Part two, The Reckoning. And Drake, I'm just not here for it.
But you know people going to watch it.
What more? Listen, I was in the comments on the blogs. And people seem to be off it.
They are?
People seem to be off it.
They're like, what more can you show
what
us?
What more can be said at this point?
There's nothing new you can bring up.
What more can be said?
There's nothing new.
And Andrea, R. Kelly's ex-wife, she's in the trailer for part two. And she says she's going to sue Lifetime because that is footage from part one. And they put it in part two like she's involved with part two. And she wanted nothing to do with part two.
Mm. Get your coin, sis.
Okay.
Get your coins.
So we'll have to see how that all plays out.
Yeah,
like,
Lifetime.
I'm off it.
Yeah, Lifetime done fell off.
Ain't nobody talking about him trying to bring back Surviving R. Kelly.
Just trying to do something.
No.
That's what you got to try to bring back? fell off.
102 Jams, good morning. It's 3 Live Crew at 636, and you already know who's in the building.
Ooh, yeah. I want my baby back. My baby. Yeah, just sitting back thinking it's the holidays.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I want my baby back.
Yeah. Which
shout
baby?
Shout out to Bone. Come on home for the holidays.
You trying to get Bone back?
Yeah, you know. What's up?
I mean, it was all bad between y'all, Cleo. It went down bad. It was ugly. Hey.
Some people's relationships get played out in the public like that. It's just like that. It's just like that. But we bounce back.
But
we want your baby back. We can bounce back.
Okay. I ain't hating, Clee.
Took a little page out my man Offset book.
What'd you do?
Got me a rhinestone outfit. think I'm a wed in the 9 o'clock hour. The inspirational quote number one.
Soon as somebody tell me to hold on, I hang up.
Okay.
You too, Rock.
I'm gone.
Cause I did have you on hold for that 2-3 minutes. You sitting over there just waiting.
I'm gone.
Out. The inspirational quote number two.
Dear black people, Alzheimer's is not when you start losing your memory. Alzheimer's is. Thank you. Carry on.
Somebody need to hear that. Cause I'm sick of hearing it my done self.
Are you?
Yeah. You never heard nobody say that?
I think I'm guilty. And I know that's not how you say it, Clee. I know it.
Hold on. No wonder you got quiet. When I tell you, you got quiet. No wonder you got quiet. Tell the truth, people get quiet. The inspirational quote number three.
I got quiet.
Dating coach. So have you tried flirting? Me. Sure. I gave him the look. Dating coach. Show me. Bites lips seductively. Dating coach. Have you considered biting the bottom lip?
Ew.
How is she biting the top lip? Why would the top lip be sexy? I'm like this, Rock. Look how she's doing.
No, I don't want to look. I'm not looking,
with
clean.
The underbite bite like nope. There. The underbite bite right there. I'm biting the top one.
I mean, 102 Jams, good morning. 641, 29 minutes until 7 o'clock, and it is 3 Live Crew. We are on day 4. Of the 12 days of Christmas.
We are.
And today, Ratchet Santa got a PlayStation 4.
Yeah, he do.
That's what that man got. A PS4, Drake. Did you hear what I said? And we're just trying to see, is he coming through?
Is he coming through
back-to-back days on 3 Live Crew to bless somebody with a PS4? Is he?
Now, crank up that regular car and get up here.
Another question I have, is Drake in the studio working on new music?
He might be, Rock.
I also have the answer to that question, Drake. Yes.
Yes, he is.
Yes. Last night, the baby, we just heard Bop from him right there. Mm-hmm. He was in Toronto performing. Drake comes out, he does Money in the Grave, and when he's done, he tells the crowd, let me get back to my house and finish working on this album so we could turn up all 2020. Are you ready for new music from Drizzy?
Yes.
Yes?
Yes.
Oh, you said that excited like.
Yes. I'm a Drake fan.
I'm a Drake fan too, but you know what?
What?
Scorpion really didn't do it all for me like that.
That wasn't one of the ones I was on. No, I'm not. No.
No, not. No. But that was his last one. So like, that's just what's in my mind.
Everybody has one. You like, all right.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, that's true.
Okay.
You said so. You did. You said something.
My man can have that Scorpion.
You said, and Scorpion is that one, huh?
Right.
Because I was not on it.
Now, don't do it again 2020 now. Else
better
we gonna
not.
Start
now, you better come with the Drake we know and love in
all
2020.
Right. Boy, you better be singing and rapping. I mean, some good melody singing.
102 Jams, good morning.
Good morning. I know Bone is out, but do y'all know why traffic is backed up on 85?
Say it again.
It's like five miles long.
On
traffic on 85?
On 85?
Mm-hmm.
Going through Greensboro?
Yeah, I'm leaving in Greensboro. I headed to Thomasville, and I've been sitting right here for about 5-10 minutes.
Oh, wow.
Hold on, let me
give us 1 second. Hold on.
Let me look.
I mean, it is literally at a standstill.
I don't see any accidents.
You on the CC traffic?
Yeah.
I get on 85 at Hogan Road. Mm-hmm. And when you get down, I'm coming down the new 85, not the old 85.
Uh-huh.
Right here before the Arch Jam, traffic just backed up miles.
Mm.
I'm going to say at least 2-3 miles. And it's at a standstill.
I don't know.
There's nothing. Yeah. The traffic service we use, they don't have anything on there.
Yeah.
Like nothing at all.
Okay.
So we'll keep our eye on it. And now tell us where you are one more time.
I'm on the new 85.
Mm. Okay.
From Greensboro, coming through Archdale.
And you said there's standstill traffic?
Yep. Miles long. I've been recording it for about 5 minutes.
Oh, wow.
And traffic is not moving. Okay. On one side it is, but on the other side, it's at a standstill.
That make you hot when the other side be flowing free.
Boy, flowing.
Your side all stuck. Boy, you be over there hot. I'm talking about hot.
Dang. Well, we will put it out for everybody else just in case somebody was going that way.
Yeah.
They can know not to go that way. And we'll keep our eye out. We'll keep our eye out to see if we can figure out what's going on.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, boo. You have a good day, girl.
You too.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I miss you, but I got no time for that. How could you wish you never play me? Had no
time. 102 Jams, good morning.
Good morning. I just heard a young lady calling about the accident on 85.
Uh-huh.
It's definitely an accident that was cleaned up.
So you said they're cleaning up an accident?
Yes, ma'am. I passed by around 2:00 this morning.
Oh, okay, okay. Mm. So do you know, like, what exits it was near?
I believe it was 111.
111?
Yes, ma'am. And you have to get off the highway.
They're making people get off so they can clean it up.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. Appreciate you, girl. Thank you.
No problem. Have a good day.
You too. 102 Jams. It's 3 Live Crew, baby. 7:15, 15 minutes after 7 o'clock on a throwback Thoughtspirational Thursday. It is also day 4 inside the 12 days of Christmas, and Ratchet Santa got a PS4.
Boom.
And we just waiting to see if he gonna pull up on 3 Live Crew.
Waiting.
We just waiting. We
please,
waiting on him.
Please.
That's all we can do.
Please.
All we can do is wait.
Please.
That's it.
Please.
Drake, you know who people just will not let rest in peace? Aaliyah. Just answered because you was looking at me real confused.
I was about to start running names down. running names.
Because you know what? There are a few people that people just will not let rest in peace.
Yeah.
But people will just, they will just not let Aaliyah rest in peace. You know, with all this R. Kelly stuff going on,
she's,
you know,
bringing the name up.
Yeah, her name has been thrown around a lot because, you know, of the, you know, we all know of the marriage.
Mm-hmm.
And now we got Dame Dash out here. Now, when Dame Dash says things, sometimes I just skip over it because Dame Dash be saying stuff just to say it.
Okay.
And just doing
it. Yeah.
Last week.
Took his tooth out.
Drake will never let that go.
No.
Drake will never
let. Some things in life you just don't, you can't live down.
Taking his tooth out for a movie. And we still ain't never seen the movie. Was it a movie or a play?
You ain't seen either. You ain't heard of either. So it don't matter.
Well, anyway, last week he was doing an interview with Page Six. And in the interview, he mentioned that when he was with Aaliyah, Jay-Z was trying to get with Aaliyah.
I've heard that before.
And I just scrolled past it because I'm like, whatever, Dame Dash. But yesterday, old pictures were published of Jay-Z like all up on Aaliyah at a party in early 2000s before she passed. Like a year. This is supposed to be like a year before she passed. So when I see the pictures, I'm like, you know what? Dame Dash was saying something about this.
He was.
I go back.
Yeah.
And I read the interview. And Dame Dash was saying, like, when he was trying to get with Aaliyah, Jay-Z was also trying to get with Aaliyah, but hard. And he's like, you know, I didn't really know, you know, it wasn't my intention to fall in love with Aaliyah. Like, she was just a cool chick. And I end up, you know, feeling her. And we were all trying to get with Aaliyah. Dame was like, you know, everybody wanted Aaliyah. We were all trying to get with her, but I was just the one she liked. I was the one that got with her.
Amazing.
And
then we all was trying to get.
Yeah, like he was saying it, like, you know, Aaliyah was freaking beautiful.
She was beautiful.
And she was cool as hell. So I can imagine.
She was like the most wanted in the celebrity world.
Yeah. dudes wanted to get with her. And so they was just like, we all wanted her, but she happened just to fall in love with me. And even after we started dating, Jay was still trying to get at her. And I'm like, dang. But it made me think about, remember when him and Funk Flex were beefing? And Flex put out there that Dame Dash was trying to get at Beyonce after Jay-Z and Beyonce started dating.
For real?
Yeah. Flex put that out a while ago.
Nah, I didn't know that.
When they was having their beef. And so, like, it all just started making sense to me. Like, oh, so Jay was trying to get with Aaliyah still when you was with her. So maybe it was, like, on some retaliation stuff that he was trying to get with Beyonce when Jay was with her. Just drama, child. Drama.
He can never live the tooth coming out, though.
What?
Even this drama would never, can't. The tooth has come out now, so.
Okay.
You know.
All right, we get it.
Dame.
The tooth, we get it. Big old freak. Big booty. Good morning. It is 7:25, 25 minutes after 7 o'clock, and you are rocking with 3 Live Crew. Now, there's been a lot of talk about Lizzo and her twerking at the Lakers game.
Yeah.
A lot of people did not appreciate it because of her attire. But I tell you who didn't care about it.
Who?
The Houston Rockets. Yesterday, they tweeted out, Drake, Lizzo, we like your moves. You have an open invite to come to Houston and dance with the Clutch City Dancers on the court anytime.
Boom.
Now, fans were...
Not with the thong, though. Not with the... Not with the crooked thong, though. Well, that was my only thing about it. Why was it crooked? Why was it crooked?
Now, the fans were replying to that tweet asking, can she come with her thong? To which we have not received an answer from the Houston Rockets yet.
Nah, they don't want that fine from the NBA. They don't want that fine from the NBA.
What fine? There's no fine. What fine?
Adam Silver will get hot about that. Now, look, now we're not doing strip shows during halftime dances. Now, we're not having butts out at halftime shows at our NBA show. Oh, the NBA would be hot about that. Do it.
They will.
Yeah, they would. Remember they got... All right.
Good morning. It's 102 Jams, 7:37, 23 minutes until 8 o'clock, and you are just in time for Cleavon and Thoughtspiration.
Ooh, yeah. Yeah. Turn my headphones up. Turn my headphones up. What's up?
You can turn them up over there. I can't turn them up over here.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You
that's right.
Turn your
own headphones up. That's good right there. Right there. That's good right there. Yeah, that's good right there. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Ooh. Yeah, that was it. You know I got to get it right when I'm in the booth. When I'm in the booth.
That's what's up, Cleve.
You know what I mean? You ever see me in the booth, in the studio?
No.
Yeah. Be Liddy in there.
Okay. What the hell is going on?
The inspirational quote. Number one.
If your Benz, BMW, Audi, or Lexus is 10 years old, it's no longer a foreign. That thing is a U.S. citizen.
Right, so no old Benz, right? Right, so about some, yeah, I got a foreign. Inspirational quote number two.
Dear black people, Alzheimer's is not when you start losing your memory. Alzheimer's is. Thank you. Carry on.
Carry on, Roxy.
Well, whatever.
And you're going to continue to say it too, ain't you?
Probably, Clee.
People think you're talking...
Probably.
People think you're talking about the All-Star game. And they think you're talking about... Oh, for real? Your granddaddy was an All-Star? He was in the All-Star game?
Yeah, inspirational quote. So what?
Inspirational quote number three.
Oh, sorry, Clee. Oh, Lord, Clee, I'm about to get me. Sorry, Clee. Sorry.
Wait a minute. Are you trying to tell me to leave you alone?
No, I was not. I just pressed the wrong button. My apologies, Clee. My apologies. I know you hate it when I mess up your Thoughtspiration. I'm sorry.
Thoughtspirational quote number three.
Soon as somebody tell me to hold on, I hang up.
Yes, I do.
I'm sorry, Clee.
Everybody.
I feel like you're upset with me and I'm sorry.
Now I gotta go out here. Sorry. I gotta go out here and call my lawyer. Cause I'm sure that was a breach.
You gonna sue me?
That was a breach of my contract.
Oh, come on.
You know
on,
I got
Clee.
A contract with this company.
102 Jams, good morning. It's 3 Live Crew at 7:45, 15 minutes until 8 o'clock. And Drake, yesterday, Chris Brown sort of shared a picture of his new baby boy. It was just a picture of the foot, of the baby's foot. But he did share the name of the baby. I believe it's Aiko Katori Brown. A-E-K-O.
Yeah, I say Aiko.
Okay. 102 Jams, good morning. 3 Live Crew is on your radio right now at 7:49, 11 minutes till 8 o'clock. And we are in the thick of the holiday season.
In the thick
of it. You
got
about 2 weeks left to get your Christmas shopping done.
Thick or not. Or you could just be making them calls now like, hey, I'm going to see what I can do, but it's, look.
You got about 2 weeks to either get your Christmas shopping done or be making your calls. Letting people know what's really going on.
Oh, I done put my siblings on notice. We're not doing each other. We're not doing that.
Now, I'm here to help you, okay? Because what I have are the 10 most returned holiday gifts.
Mm-hmm.
These are probably gifts you need to stay away from, all right? Are you ready, Drake?
Ready for it.
All right. Makeup. They say don't jump out there trying to get makeup. You don't know people's shades. You don't know what colors they like.
Yeah,
don't try
be.
To do it. Number 9, glassware. Okay? It says nobody likes glassware. Nobody wants another glass. How about instead of getting them glassware, you get them what goes in the glass? Like get them a bottle of something that they like. Number 8, toddler clothing. Too easy to mess up the sizes. Way too easy.
But then people also don't like what you get them.
That can happen as well.
They lie to you in your face. I'm telling you now.
That can happen as well. Number 7, DVDs. Mainly because nobody uses DVDs anymore.
I have my DVD. All right. I got my combo still sitting there.
You do? But do you use it is the question. It's sitting there, but do you use it?
The right DVD comes across.
Number 6, and we are on the most returned holiday gifts list, all right? And I'm reading them kind of like in reverse order from 10 to number 1. All right, number 6 on the list was athletic apparel.
Yeah.
Number 5, candles. I don't know why that's on the list.
What?
I like a good candle,
personally.
You
gonna keep...
I wouldn't return a good candle, but, you know.
You said good candle. You said good candle.
Yeah.
Certain candles, you know.
Yeah. If you're going to jump out there with the candle, it should be a good candle,
there you
like
go.
Yankee candle
yeah,
or something like that.
Yeah, say it.
Okay. Number 4, sweets. They say after the holidays, people don't want to do a lot of eating of more sweets. So don't do that as a
You know, my cousin will bring them cake pops.
Here you go.
We did not touch them cake pops.
You know what, cousin? Please don't do that this year. Okay?
All right.
Now we're at the top 3. The top 3 most returned holiday gifts. Number 3, video games. Okay, they say you might jump out there and probably get a game the person already has. Like, if it's not arranged, like, if they don't tell you specifically what video game they want, don't jump out there trying to get video games.
That's the truth.
Number 2, common kitchen appliances, toasters, stuff like that. Nobody wants it.
No. No.
I'm in
need of a new electric can opener.
According to this 10 most returned holiday gifts list, no.
I need to put that on my Secret Santa list.
And number 1 on the list,
shoes.
Do not get anybody shoes unless they tell you specifically what shoe they want.
I'm talking about you roll up in there with that Team Jordan. thinking you done something.
Stay away from it, okay? That was your 10 most returned holiday gifts list. Be careful out here this holiday season, okay? Don't just jump out there.
Coming
stick
there.
To the basics.
Coming there with that basketball shoe. It ain't the exclusive Jordan. It's the one the teams be wearing.
Good morning. It's 7:55, 5 minutes until 8 o'clock. You're rocking with 3 Live Crew, and we are on day 4 of the 12 days of Christmas, and we just waiting on Ratchet Santa to bring that PS4.
Waiting on.
Where you at, Ratchet Santa?
Come through, player.
I like the way she works, hey.
Three Live Crew is on 102 Jams right now at 8:14, 14 minutes after 8 o'clock, and
Osama bin
has a Ratchet report. We are on the fourth day of Christmas, and Ratchet Santa's got a PS4, right?
Okay.
We just waiting on him to come on through. Pull up with the PS4.
Hey, when he contacts me, I'll let you know.
Ain't nobody contacting you, child.
Rob, sometimes you sit back and you listen to people talking about childhood things, and you just got to say, nah, that wasn't us. Maybe that was y'all. Huh?
Yes,
okay.
Agreed.
Sometimes
agreed.
You got to just be like, nah, I don't know nothing about that. We didn't do all that now.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay.
I agree with that.
Now, Fat Joe,
mm-hmm.
You know, he was on the Wendy Williams show.
Okay.
And she asked him about Juice WRLD, and he was talking about, you know, just kids and just doing drugs,
okay,
and stuff. And this is what Joey had to say.
He was so respectful when I met him, and I was just like, "Yo, this is a real good kid, man." Yeah. So rest in peace, Juice WRLD.
The lyrics, but they gotta and the stop. Drugs and-
so what happens is this: when we was younger, we would go smoke crack, right? Mm. But you knew you was copping rock cocaine,
huh?
Or you knew you was copping heroin. You know it was disgusting.
Oh, so you Joey Crack literally. So you are literally Joey Crack. I thought that was a rap name. I thought you'd be like, Joey Crack.
Yeah.
And he'd get on the mic and start rapping, Rob.
But he really meant that.
But you really meant that, Joey?
Joe, what?
Y'all, so as kids, that's what what neighborhood? What neighborhood?
Greg, I don't know.
Because we didn't.
No words. Boy said we would go smoke crack.
Like what?
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 Osama bin
just hit you with a Ratchet Report on 102 Jams. Good morning. It's 8:21, 21 minutes after 8 o'clock. And Drankins, Fat Joe was on Wendy Williams.
Yes.
Correct?
Yes.
When he just came out and admitted to some things he'd done.
Why? Because he didn't have to admit that. He didn't have to admit that.
If you miss what Fat Joe admitted on Wendy Williams, here you go.
He was so respectful when I met him, and I was just like, yo, this is a real good kid, man.
Yeah.
So rest in peace, Juice WRLD.
The lyrics, but they gotta and the stop. Drugs and-
so what happens is this. When we was younger, we would go smoke crack, right? Mm. But you knew you was copping rock cocaine.
Wendy said, ooh.
Or you knew you was copping heroin. You knew it was disgusting.
Did you hear Wendy say, ooh, in the back? Because hey, even
know,
she
Wendy's
was like,
had
yo.
Her troubles.
Yeah.
Wendy's had her troubles.
She was like,
even
ooh.
She was like, ooh.
No, you know what? That was a ooh. But Joe almost made a relapse.
And me and Drake just in here tripping. Like, Joe just said they tried crack. Like, that's just a thing.
And that, I don't think that's a thing.
I don't think so either, but I don't know.
Good morning. I have died laughing at y'all this morning.
Look, what the hell?
Hey. Hey,
I had to, because my mom is from New York, and she tells me all the time that that's common. Like, oh, yeah, your aunt and them tried crack. I'm like, what?
Just tried it?
Like, where are you at? Like, hey, man, you want to get on the swing? Wait a minute, man. I got
no,
this crack.
Seriously. I don't know if that's like a New York thing. Like, they tried it. Like, how people are trying, like, you know, pills and stuff nowadays.
I have,
it's like, got to be Drake.
And I was looking at her like, what?
It's got to be a New York thing.
But I've got plenty of homies from New York, and they have never.
You don't know.
Well, they probably, well, but
you
guess
don't
what?
Know.
That ain't nothing you just exposed to some down
exactly.
South people anyway. Because down
don't
South,
know.
That ain't cool. Down South, that ain't cool. So you know, you just don't expose that to down South.
I have tears. I can't.
Dang.
I was like, huh? No, I just had to call y'all and let y'all know because I was like, that is common. I've heard that before.
What's good? What's goody? What's good? What's good, son? What's good?
You are not from New York.
What's good?
You are not.
No. You don't know what's good.
Nah.
832, B.
Yeah.
30 degrees, son.
Yeah, you're going to run out of New York terms in a minute. All you got to
do. How is that going to be 45?
I say you hurt.
You hurt?
Now I'm giving you things.
It's going to be sunny outside. You hurt? It's still gonna be cold though.
On baby.
Oh, shut up.
Yeah,
don't say that.
You know that was from down here.
Don't
yeah.
Say that.
102 Social Jams is on your radio right now. Good morning. It's 3 Live Crew at 8:36. 24 minutes until 9 o'clock.
Ooh, yeah. Yeah.
And that angelic voice you hear there.
Yeah.
It's Cleavon.
Yeah. Throwback Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I got shoulders.
We might drop that for the people.
Yeah.
Just a little throwback for them. A little throwback.
Yeah. You know, Lizzo done came around and knocked me out my number one spot.
Dang.
Yeah, don't worry. I'm coming back with it.
That's what's up,
Cleavon. More heat. More heat. More heat for the streets.
Okay.
But.
Okay. Yeah, okay.
All right. The inspirational quote number one.
If your Benz, BMW, Audi, or Lexus is 10 years old, it's no longer a foreign. That thing is a U.S. citizen.
Okay. And I'm sick of you people with your Hyundais and your Hondas talking about some you riding foreign.
Are they foreign made?
No.
They foreign made?
We have Honda facilities here. Ooh. Now. Thank you very much. The inspirational quote number two.
Dear black people, Alzheimer's is not when you start losing your memory. Alzheimer's is. Thank you. Carry on.
Yes, you. Yes, you.
All right.
Driving. And you know it's you.
You ain't got to keep reminding me of my faults.
Mm. You've been quiet all morning on this one. I mean, just a silent.
Because I'm guilty, Clee.
The inspirational quote number three.
Dating coach. So have you tried flirting? Me, sure. I gave him the look. Dating coach, show me. Bites lips seductively. Dating coach, have you considered biting the bottom lip?
Yeah. Okay. Biting that top one. So know they're looking special.
Thanks.
You know how special? God almighty. God almighty.
Good morning. 3 Live Crew is on 102 Jams at 8:50. 10 minutes until 9 o'clock when DJ Lil Vegas will be hitting you with a throwback mix.
Yep.
Drake. I called you Drake. Drake.
Yeah, you did.
On January 2nd, Lifetime is going to be dropping part two of Surviving R. Kelly.
Why?
They're calling it The Reckoning. And you know what? You just asked the same question I asked.
Why?
When I saw that news yesterday. I'm not going to watch. I'm not going to watch. Because at this point, you know what? They're just doing it for clout. And I'm not here for it. First of all, what more can be said? I thought we got it all out in the first docuseries.
Does R get some monetary gain maybe from it? Maybe? You know,
from Surviving R. Kelly?
Hey. Yeah, go ahead, do it. Just give me a little.
Does he get money? I don't know.
No? How can they do it without?
I hadn't even considered that, but now that you asked the question, I don't know how they could do it, because they had his music playing and everything.
So they can just do that and he not get nothing from it?
I doubt it.
I doubt it too. That might be the reason why they're doing it again.
What you mean?
His people reached out to them like Lifetime.
No,
you owe me.
Okay, well, whatever.
I gave you the rights to do it. Like, let's do this ridiculous. Second piece.
That's ridiculous.
It is?
Yes, because he tried to stop the first one. Remember when his friend...
Hey, the money's different now.
Remember when they were showing it at the theater in Chicago and somebody called it a bomb threat?
Yeah.
He didn't want this going down.
I know. But the money's going down
Drake,
now.
Anyway.
The money, the girls falling out. Like
anyway,
money.
The part two, like I said, is premiering on January 2nd. As I was perusing the net yesterday and I saw this, I got in the comments on the blogs, and I'm not the only one that's not here for it. Mm. People are just off
it. Oh, definitely.
Like, people are just off it. Like, the first one, you really felt like, you know, Lifetime was being sincere. They wanted these women to, you know, have a platform to get their stories across and tell their side of things. Mm-hmm. But now at this point, no, y'all just doing it. And I don't like it. And they've got clips from the first documentary that they didn't show in the first one, mm-hmm, that they've added to the second one. And Andrea Kelly, R. Kelly's ex-wife, she says that some of her first interview was in the second one, and she did not agree to be in the second one. And she says she specifically told Lifetime, do not include me in part two. I don't want to be in part two. And they included her anyway. Like, I don't like any of this. Even though I really don't care for Andrea Kelly either.
Mm.
and her shenanigans. But I just, I'm not here for it.
What was that show Andrea was on? That reality show?
I don't remember.
Was she on the one with Angie Stone?
I don't remember. I don't remember. I probably shouldn't have talked about it because now I done told. If somebody didn't know, now I done told everybody.
Yeah, you have. Yeah, you have. And that means you're a supporter.
I'm a part of it.
You're a part of
it. Drake, is Travis Porter gone?
Yes. I put them right there with Roscoe Dash. Both of them gone. You ain't going to see them no more. No more. All we got is what they gave us.
All right. 102 Jams, good morning. 9:11 minutes after 9 o'clock. And you are rocking with 3 Live Crew and DJ Lil Vegas inside the Throwback Mix. Remember when Travis, see, we put a curse on Travis Porter.
We did.
Because they tried
but,
to steal
They put it on themselves.
They tried to steal our name.
They tried to steal our name, y'all.
They tried to steal the
3 Live Crew.
But they tried to spell theirs with a K.
Did too.
3 Live Crew
but
with a K.
But our homies down in Atlanta, see, we got people everywhere.
Yep.
They hit us up. They was like, yo, y'all see this? Oh, and we put the base guard curse on them. And nothing they ever did after that took off. Nothing.
And They were still hot too.
They were still trying to come back. They were trying to resurge.
Yeah.
They were trying to resurge, but nah. Nah. The only one still okay is Roscoe Dash. He got Lyft. He branched out. He saw the music going. He said, you know what? I'm gonna get these Lyft trucks. Give me a couple of trucks.
Vegas, please.
Dry Lyft.
Now 30. 30 minutes after 9 o'clock. Yeah, I got the message. I heard Cleavon trying to get back. Nope. 33 degrees. The high today gonna be 45. The sun out shining or whatever.
Yeah. What's happening? Just in here to do a little traffic. What's up with you, Bone?
Don't speak to me.
Well, I mean, what you mean? You want me to say nothing to you?
No! Do what you came to do and keep it moving.
You know I got that Fabuloso you like. I mixed the purple and the blue this time. We got a couple of accidents out there. Accident, Holden Road and Patterson Street, and Market Street East, Edgeworth. I got to go pick up some money over there on Edgeworth. We got an accident on Wendover Avenue at Crittenden Road, too.
How much money you going to get? How much money you going to get?
A few hundred dollars. A few hundred. We can go over to the mall and throw you a little something together.
Word up.
I got a little suite over there at the Motel 8.
Oh, the big suite.
Yeah, the big suite. Yeah, you know the one you like.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're going to get on that. That's your weather and traffic. I got the Cutlass running.
Vegas, what did you bring to the table? Because you had said you was trying to get back too, so.
Absolutely nothing.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. Because real N-words do real things.
102 Jams, good morning. You are listening to 3 Live Crew, and you're right on time for Thoughtspiration from Cleavon.
Yeah. Yeah, feeling good this morning.
I like the switch up of the flavor.
Yeah, getting my groove back.
Are you?
Yeah. Getting my groove back. Took a quick trip out to the Cutlass.
That's what's up.
Yeah. I want to thank Wale and that boy for making a song that long. Giving me enough time to get out to the Cutlass and get back. Dunn Show couldn't have done that
It was only like a 3-minute song.
Yeah.
So that was enough time for you to run.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was 3 minutes and 19 seconds to be exact.
Two minutes to get it in and 1 minute for me to get back in here. Thoughtspirational quote number one.
Dating coach. So have you tried flirting? Me. Sure. I gave him the look. Dating coach. Show me. Bites lips seductively. Dating coach. Have you considered biting the bottom lip?
Yeah, because that ain't working. And to the lady at the Shriners over the weekend, I hope you found that lash.
What lash?
Oh, baby trying to be cute to me, rocking, wink her eyes at me, blanking both eyes, then blinked her ash clean off her done eyeball.
Okay.
Thoughtspirational quote number two.
If your Benz, BMW, Audi, or Lexus is 10 years old, it's no longer a foreign. That thing is a U.S. citizen.
It is not. It is not. You think you're doing something riding around with that Mercedes-Benz diesel? Still, like you're doing something with the old diesel on the back. That ain't no foreign.
One time, Clee, they was having a debate. I ain't going to say where I was at, but there was a debate, and they were saying, like, if you're foreign or luxury is, like, more than 10 years old, you just shouldn't brag about it. But, like, 10 years old really is, that's not really that old.
Okay.
Like, the body, if the body style is the same and everything.
But what if the paint blue, but that hood got that brown rust spot in the middle? Yeah, shut your mouth. Thoughtspirational quote number 3.
Soon as somebody tell me to hold on, I hang up.
Okay.
I'm surprised when I come back and the phone ring, cause you still there?
Where's the lie?
I get mad. Like, why did you hold on for me? I ain't gonna hang up.
102 Jams, good morning.
Osama bin Laden.
Hit you with a ratchet report a little bit earlier.
Yeah, I did.
It is 9:41, 19 minutes until 10 o'clock, and Drankins.
Mm-hmm.
It is the free for all final hour.
Yeah, it is.
And I've got a guy holding on the line, and he said he did not appreciate what you were saying about New Yorkers.
I didn't say nothing about New Yorkers. Joe, Fat Joe. Matter of fact, no more Fat Joe. He Joey Crack. I'm definitely calling him Joey Crack from here on out.
This is what Joey Crack said that made Drankins say New Yorkers as children just be trying crack.
He was so respectful when I met him, and I was just like, yo, this is a real good kid, man. Yeah. So rest in peace, Juice WRLD.
With the lyrics, but they gotta and the stop. Drugs and-
so what happens is this. When we was younger, we would go smoke crack, right? Mm. But you knew you was copping rock cocaine, or you knew you was copping heroin. You know it was disgusting.
Did you?
And so then a lady called up and she did confirm. She was like, look, my mom's from New York.
And she, yeah.
And she says the same thing. And Drankins came to the conclusion that,
hey, New York children try crack.
But Drank, this guy on the phone says that's not true.
Good morning. How y'all doing?
Doing good.
Good morning.
Good morning. I'm calling to defend New York.
I hear
crackhead stuff.
Yeah, I hear that strong accent.
Hey, you hear me? I'm 41 years old. I'm Joe Crack age. Uh-huh. We ain't never smoked no crack, fam.
Word.
They don't go like, you got to be weak to hit that pipe.
Hey, that's what I was just telling Roxy. I was like, yo, Roxy, I've known a bunch of cats from New York, straight out of New York, and nobody has ever said to me or mentioned the fact, like when you talk about crack, they just as against it as we are.
Yeah, man. We just got that money, man. We ain't smoked that crack. Like I said, if you hit that pipe, you was weak, you was going through something. I'm scared of anything outside of the weed, man.
Hey, my man said I got to defend New York.
Yeah, because...
I have to, man. I love you guys.
No doubt. Love you back, bro.
Love you back, man. Love you back, man.
I rock you in that rock and that sweet ass laugh.
Shut up. I don't sound like that. Three Live Crew, good morning.
I heard what you said.
No, you did not.
You is a lie.
No, you did not.
You going to sit here and tell that
say?
Lie.
If you heard him, what did he say?
Tell that lie.
What did he say? What did he say then? What did
he say?
He said, ho, ho, ho.
See, look at you.
Laughing it off yourself. No, you lying. Laughing it off.
102 Jams. Good morning. 9:52. 8 minutes until 10 o'clock. And yes, we're still waiting for Ratchet Santa. He can still show up with that PS4 in 8 minutes, Drink.
Nah, he ain't doing it. I mean, I'm a realist.
All right. Now,
at this point, it's a wrap. It's a wrap for us.
Well, somebody's going to win a PS4 today.
Somebody's going to win it.
Live crew.
This is 3 Live Crew.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide.
based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.